Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 11 for Tuesday, August 9th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $3 to $6 per ton stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The November contract was up $6 at $4.60 a ton, supported by concerns about excess wetness in Western Canada. Some fields in the prairies are too wet, which increases disease pressure. Forecasters expect rain to continue throughout August. Gains in the Chicago Board of Trade soybean market added to the advances. Overnight gains in the Malaysian palm oil market were also supportive for canola. However, strength in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart limited canola's upside on Tuesday. The loonie advanced with gains in crude oil futures, which is bearish for canola as it makes the commodity less affordable to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, corn was lower, and wheat was mixed. Soybeans were up 4 to 8 cents per bushel on Tuesday, with the August contract at 10.27, propped up by strong export demand. New crop U.S. soybean export sales commitments are up 22% from year-ago levels, which is bullish. Speculative and fund buying further propped up prices. However, favorable crop conditions limited advances on Tuesday. Soybean crop conditions have held steady with 72% expected to be in good to excellent condition, which is 9 points ahead of last year. Corn prices were down 2 cents per bushel in early activity, with the September contract at 3.23, pressured by the potential for a massive U.S. crop. U.S. corn crop conditions dropped slightly on the week, moving 2 points lower with 74% good to excellent. Despite the lower rating, the news was bearish as it's still 4 points ahead of last year's levels. For wheat, prices were up 2 cents to down 2 cents with the Chicago September contract at $4.15 a bushel. Front contracts were pressured by the near-finished winter wheat harvest and the ongoing spring wheat harvest. The expectation for large production from Russia further pressured prices. However, crop loss in France due to heavy rains and flooding supported more deferred contracts. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.